I know that Scott and Jenny are both keen cyclists, but what prompted them to speak out in support of this campaign was unfortunately personal and emotional losses. The couple knew both Douglas Brown, who lost his life in July of this year, and also Andrew McMenigal. And I think what's prompted them to come out in support of that campaign is indeed the very personal and emotional loss of a good friend. Road safety measures really affect us all, but if you look to the continent, our European neighbours are proving that a regime which imposes responsibilities on those in control of a dangerous object to others actually leads to increased awareness and greater consideration for vulnerable road users. All that we're suggesting is that Scotland comes into line with its European neighbours. I think the first thing to make clear is that what we're looking at here is civil law, where there are no guilty parties. It's not a case of the driver being automatically blamed. What we're suggesting is that if you're in control of an object of danger, you should be presumed liable unless you can establish otherwise. I think the starting point has to be that when you're driving your car, your taxi, your truck, you have to understand the danger that vehicle poses to a cyclist or pedestrian. And I think it's to be acutely aware of your responsibilities to protect the more vulnerable. I think first and foremost, cyclists must abide by the Highway Code, which is very, very positive. They've got to look at the duties imposed upon them under the Highway Code and to ride as defensively as possible, understanding their own risk. For example, on approach to stationary traffic with a vehicle, a heavy goods vehicle, sitting at a stale red, do not filter up the near side of that vehicle. And I think it's a matter for cyclists not putting themselves in a position of danger.